Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. I've had a very interesting day. I'm looking for Alano clubs, and there's two. There's two of them, not just one, but two of them are opening up at the same time in Utah Valley, Utah, Provo, Orem. One's in Provo and one's in Orem. The one in Provo is like walking distance from where I'm at. So I walked over there, and it's at the old Masonic Temple in Provo. And years ago I was looking into all kinds of spiritual paths and so forth. And in fact, I know there, I learned a lot of stuff that the founding fathers, some of them were Masons, and some of the people in the Union were Masons, and the people in my town, hometown, some of them were Masons. In fact, Joseph Smith was a Mason, and I was born into the LDS cult. And I know that some of the Masons, they have the upside down pentagram symbol. And the LDS Church has the pentagram symbol on one of them. And when I was going through the Union after Union Electrician, IBEW 354 in Salt Lake City, when we graduated from the Union's course, the teaching director, he gave us all a book of the history of American labor, big orange book with all the old cartoons. Fantastic book, showing all the history of this development of the labor movement and the history of the abuse that happened to working people. So it explains how the first successful labor movement union was the Knights of Labor, and they had the pentagram, and there's this circular logo that's written around inside the pentagram in a circle inside the pentagram or around the pentagram or whatever, and it says the most perfect government, the injury to one is the concern of all. Now if that one that you're concerned about is the devil, then everybody's protecting the devil, see? And the LDS religion said that the devil is the lord of the earth. I think that's in the Bible. And then he's supposed to be the lord of the air and stuff. So I had some interesting happen making airplanes, gliders. And there was a confusion on my radio control with right being left and left being right on my ailerons, and then they tested a plane. I was like, I knew I was fighting a ghost or something. Well, I'm probably fighting the devil. And I'm in a big fight against him today because I'm treading into his domain, and he's like, he doesn't want any competition, you know. So he's trying to kill me, and I'm trying to kill him. Sounds fair to me. And I'm going to win because I'm in the right. And anybody that's not fair is going to lose until they agree to be fair. When the devil agrees to be fair, then we forgive him, and he's part of us. The way of fairness. And if you're scared, well, life is scary. So I researched the Masonic Order, and there's like this sacrifice of the one that they beheaded that became their god. So I had dreams that my head is removed and I'm still here. It's like I'm headless and my head's over there, and I'm not affected. I'm not physically here. I'm here as a mind that's unaffected by, you know, this is like a cartoon dream. It wasn't real bodies. Just to show me that I'm their God. It was showing me in this dream that I'm the one that was sacrificed, that became their God of the Masonic order. And then I've dreamed that I'm planet Jupiter, so, you know, I'm having all these dreams where I'm the divine one. Several from different branches of thought. So, I go to the Masonic order, and there's a guy trimming the trees, some overgrown limbs, and they're going to have a Lano Club at the old Masonic temple building. Interesting. So, I've had problems at AA because on the one hand, they say I can have my own concept of God, and when I'm practicing atheism, and there's like a higher powers like ET, and the creator of reality has no mind. Well, that's where the devil gets angry, because he has a mind and he wants to be the one given credit for creating this place, but he didn't create it. He was created just like us. So he's some other form of alien or something. And it's something real in my experience that I'm fighting against, and it's fighting against me, and I think it's a hoot. It's trying to kill me now, and I don't even take it serious. And I was telling the guy that the AA started with the fight between the Christians and the ones that wanted to separate from Christianity, and the Christian group didn't want them to do it, and they almost had a riot. And so so as I'm defeating this lord of theirs, there's people that are giving me horrible looks, like, we don't want you here, you know. My reaction is, I don't want you here, and they want me dead, so I want them dead, you know, reciprocation. And if you're fair, you're a hero. If you're not fair, you're a zero.